Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Victory kneels and I have negative rushing yards, then it ends up being a pretty good season. So I'll take the wins, but I got a chance to get rid of the rushing total this weekend. But,
I was about to say.
But I'll do what I got to do for the team to take those negative rush yards on the victory kneels. It's best play in football, but it does tally up after I think I have 7 or 8 now, which is good for the team.
Bills quarterback Mitch Trubisky. As we will be seeing a lot of Trubisky here against the New England Patriots tomorrow. At least he won't be doing a lot of victory kneels in this game. Watch, that's their playbook. They just kneel.
Yeah. It's just Madden coach recommendations. QB kneel, QB kneel, QB kneel.
It's the first quarter and they're down 3-0. QB kneel.
No rushing over at all. Like on Mitch Trubisky for scrambling. It's going to go all negative. He's just going to kneel, 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 kneel.
I mean, honestly, I'm expecting, you know, he will get a couple passes out there, and because there is something that they do want to break in that Patriots game.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get a 13th player a touchdown,
yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah.
So the big question coming in here today that I've been thinking about is your confidence level. Are there things that you are concerned about with the Bills? Are you not concerned about anything at all? How confident are you really feeling? To reframe the question here for the entirety of the show, this mm-hmm. is going to be the central theme here today. How you feeling as we are still determining the opponent, as we have to get through one more game that is of the most meaningless portion that I've seen in a long time? How are you feeling? Is more or less the question here today. Are you feeling good? Are you feeling great? You feel like watching them stomp around the Jets was the remedy that you needed? Are you still worried about the defense? Are you worried about a potential matchup? What are you feeling? How are you feeling out there when it comes to the Bills and their playoff matchup to be determined with whomever it may be? Is how we're going to frame it here today. And we'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Daryl in Hamburg. Daryl, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How you doing?
Hey, good morning or good afternoon. It's close.
But, it's close enough. We can call it either or.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. But I'm just worried about Tyler Bass with his field goals. It's just, you know, I'm kind of like the age of, I'm not wanting to bring up Scott Norwood, but it's just, I'm concerned about the place kicker, and I'm concerned about the Sabres, because, you know, I listened to the game on your station last night. They were up 5-3, and I went to the store, I come back, they lose 6-5. So it's either Lenny Ruff's getting fired or the GM. I mean, somebody's got to go.
Daryl, that is, first of all, thank you for the call.
Yeah. A couple
somebody's got to go. Someone had to go when they lost 13 in a row.
Yeah. Normally in a 13-game spell like that, literally swirling down the toilet bowl.
Someone typically goes.
Yes. No movement was made. Alike to many off seasons for the Sabres, no valuable pieces were added to really help the team, and no valuable pieces have been added this season at all either. So no moves have been made, both in the front office and that.
Well, hang on. There was a move made.
Okay.
The Sabres did make a trade.
Okay. What, is this a satire trade, or did something actually happen?
Something actually happened.
Oh, what happened?
Sabres traded Colton Pullman to the Pittsburgh Penguins in exchange for forward Bennett MacArthur.
Oh, wow. Where's he playing?
Rochester.
Mm.
And future considerations.
And future considerations, yes. So something did happen. There was a move made. Good job, Kevin. We're on it.
Yeah. We're very active. I can't do this anymore. I'm so done.
We're not even halfway through the season.
No. And honestly, it feels like we've watched four seasons in a row. Like, at this point already this season.
We're almost halfway through the season. It'll be game 40 tonight.
Is there like a mercy button? I'm smacking it, if there is.
Sim to end.
Yeah. Sim to end of season. That's what I just hit. And actually, you know what? Let's just sim the offseason because nothing's going to change either.
Oh, boy. Here we go. This is not what I wanted to start today.
No.
but Joe's in his feels. UB's playing pretty well right now.
UB is 6-0.
Just got a sack to make it fourth down.
Is that Sean Dolak?
I don't think so.
Mm. They have a pretty good defense. All season, they've been pretty dominant in the sack column. Oh, and there's an injured player.
Well, that's for Liberty. Unfortunate. But to the Bills' point, Tyler Bass. Yeah, he has had a down year this year. I've had more confidence in him as it's progressed because most of his struggles have been a lot fewer and farther between as of late. That said, the Bills' offense has also typically been scoring touchdowns. They haven't needed him to kick the field goals to mark the importance. The Bills' offense has been kind of setting it up. Bass has, on the season, he is 16 of 20, excuse me, no, wow, I looked at games played. He's 23 of 28, so he's missed 5 field goals this year. He's also missed 4 PATs.
He missed the shortest field goal of the season, too.
He did miss the shortest field goal of the season.
24 yards.
That said, his biggest issue has been the 40 to 49 range. That's where the other misses have been all throughout the year.
Right.
So it seems like there's this, it's a weird zone because also that's where the PAT is set up. Is it 40 yard? What's the PAT again? The distance?
Good question. It's changed. I don't know.
Oh, NFL it's a 32 PAT. Or 33 yard kick, which is funny.
Yes.
Because with field goals this year, Tyler Bass is perfect
automatic.
In that range.
Yeah, he's automatic.
He's perfect in that range, a 7 of 7.
And even the field goals extended by penalties, he's good too.
Yes, or the PAT is extended by penalties.
Yeah, PAT is extended by penalties.
Yeah, that's right. The moonshot that he had to do for for Deion Dawkins.
For Deion Dawkins, yep.
Taking a penalty, and Tyler Bass went, no, check it, we're money.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the thing, though. Like, in the beginning of the season, I would say it's his confidence.
And ever since the Miami game,
yeah, he's been
the
better.
Second one, he's been better
mm-hmm.
all around. Like, he's had the occasional miss, but it wasn't in important situations either where you really had to keep worrying about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been more spotty. Heading into that Miami game, he was consistently missing something.
Yeah.
Almost on a weekly basis.
It was. You could if you could bet field goals missed, it would have been a safe bet to pick that.
Yeah. So 9 total misses this year from Tyler Bass. But ever since the 61-yarder against Miami, it has been better overall. That said, I'm not going to worry too much about the kicker because I have an offense that is playing some of its best football. I have a defense that has played amongst its worst. Even I would include the New England game in that. It wasn't great, and you were living off the turnover. And then the Jets show up, and everything is working perfectly fine. I don't know what you're talking about. Super Bowl.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah. Man, if only you could ever play the Jets all the time.
You're talking about just the team in general?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like when you tell someone something's broken, and then they come to actually inspect it, and it works totally fine.
That's the Bills playing the Jets.
That's the Bills playing the Jets.
I don't know what you're talking about. I see a 40-0 win.
Yeah.
What do you mean the defense is doing bad? The defense is doing bad. Are you sure about that? They allowed 0 points.
Yeah. The backups.
And then the backups give
up. In garbage time. Yeah.
And then the backups in garbage time.
With also, 14. They were playing a better quarterback than the starting defense is playing the entire game, too. Ha. So
that's an Aaron Rodgers joke.
Mm-hmm.
Take that. Yeah, but I still call it nothing. The starting defense allowed nothing. So that's why I say it like that.
Can the Bulls punch their ticket? They're within the 5-yard line. This is crazy.
Ooh. They're getting there.
They're inching their way for the first touchdown of the contest.
Already up 6-0 on Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Second goal. They're pretty good. They're doing pretty good here in the first quarter. Yeah, with Tyler Bass, though, I'm not gonna worry too much.
No. And I think
it has to do with the fact that, like, as of right now, what can you do to change it? There are not many kickers that are gonna be hired off the streets that you'd be able to replace effectively. The Ravens are having their problems with Justin Tucker. It's a bigger name. It's a bigger contract, even. So, I'll take this for now. Because until the end of the season, you don't have a choice. Ride or die. But I'm okay with Tyler Bass. I'm okay. Not great. I'm okay. Go to Jack in South Buffalo. Jack, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey, thanks for having me. Number one, I really appreciate your Saturday show.
Oh, thank you.
I really think you guys do a great job. You're obviously not employed by the Pagoulas. I would like to make a comment on the Bills and one with the Sabres. If you put me on hold at the end, I don't have access to radio. So my fear with the Bills, I don't have any except for two things. Our coaching staff when it comes to playoff time and referees, which are unpredictable. As for the Sabres, you know, everybody feels their frustration.
Oh, yeah.
A general manager claims that he's on a phone every day. Well, I get tired of waiting for a trade deadline when it's way too late. I'm tired of, you know, just waiting for the end of the – and even the trade deadline usually doesn't bring really anything exciting. And I just think that I'm really disappointed with our general manager with the Sabres. But I don't think he'll ever go because I think he's a Pagula guy.
Jack, I appreciate the call. So you got a lot there. Let's start with the Bills.
You mentioned
it was coaching and situations and referees who are unpredictable. Unfortunately, with that second one, I wish I could help you with that, but the stripes are the stripes.
And we yell at them as much as every other fan.
They
so.
Make me hate the color yellow on an almost weekly basis.
There's a reason Gene Steratore is hanging in the... On the window.
I'm going to rephrase that.
There's a reason Gene Steratore is...
Posted on the window.
In the other studio. that was something for a second there.
That was.
We're lucky we backtracked on that.
Good
one.
Job.
But, did you see? So I guess the whole having McDermott a game time situations, that comment.
Yes.
Notre Dame has a game time situation guy on the sideline.
So McDermott has honestly, it's been badder this year.
The Texans game was the outlier.
Texans game was not even his fault.
No.
I'm blaming Allen more than him.
The three throws out of the end zone.
It's the Rams game. That's the one that is last shown in everyone's memories.
Yes.
The Rams game where he calls that timeout after a QB sneak is called, which, by the way, that wasn't up to him. That was up to Joe Brady.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also the play that you call when you need a touchdown.
Yeah, it's a 95% play. You can't, whatever.
And he realized, oh, they didn't get it. Timeout.
Panic mode.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that there are plenty of coaches that do this all the time. And I'll tell you one right now. The Bengals-Broncos game that kept Cincinnati alive in the postseason, neither of those coaches should be employed if they keep making those mistakes.
Zach Taylor and Sean Payton.
Yeah, Zach Taylor and Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor has made it to a Super Bowl. Sean Payton has won a Super Bowl
mm-hmm.
a long time ago.
Yeah.
But
he's since had a movie made about him on Netflix with Kevin James starring as him, if you've seen that, The Home Team.
Yeah, cinema. So the thing is like if you watch other coaches, they have just as many brain dead moments. And the Bills lose so infrequently that those
magnified.
Concerns are magnified.
Yep, absolutely. That's what I was just going to say.
So I will say, Jack, that it is a prove it year for him in the postseason with this, though.
Right. The regular season, though, you mentioned the one game where people remember, there is a game where he kind of made the right decision.
Kansas City. Also,
he didn't kick the field goal of death that everyone thinks he would have kicked, right? Like,
also,
there's growth.
He managed everything perfectly while playing with the lead in Detroit.
Yep.
He masterfully worked the clock against New England when you suddenly had to against a team that you really shouldn't have had any business being in that with.
No.
But, there is one problem that I have with McDermott, and it's not necessarily with him, it's with his staff, and that's with Matthew Smiley and the special teams coordinator, and how it seems like almost on a weekly basis there is an error made within the special teams department.
Unfortunately, you can't do anything
about it right now.
Yeah.
Like, you can't replace him right now.
Right. The Rams game's another one for him. Nine people on a punt return.
We're in week 18. That's the thing. It's too late to replace anything.
Can't do it now.
But again, like, this is why we want to voice the concerns, though, of like, hey, what are you feeling? I'm not going to say you can't do anything about it with everything.
Mm-hmm.
What I am going to say is there are things to point out. There are things that should be on the concern. And for McDermott, as Jack called about, it's he has to prove it in the playoffs. And we'll see what he's got. And I'm excited to see what happens. Because either we're talking about something new or we're talking about the same old problem. And either way, we have to have a conversation. I just am excited to see what direction the conversation takes. Because we will be watching playoff football soon enough.
It's here.
We got to get to the break. Come back. Make fun of things. Booty Cheek of the Week coming up here next on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly. You know what it is.